Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller. We love telling you about some great organizations that support veterans, and this is just another great one, Recruit Military. And I'm sure you've heard of them. You may have used them before. Tim Best is back with us, Army veteran and CEO of Recruit Military. Tim, how you doing?
Doing great, Randy. Glad to be here.
Hey, you know, so we were talking about, you know, you guys have been around since 1998, founded by a Marine and now run by an Army guy. How can that be?
I guess we found our way, right? No, it's, you know, one of the great things about Recruit Military, Randy, is our company is very representative of the entire military community. Close to 80% of our team are, you know, either veterans themselves, military spouses, or military affiliated. So we cover down in all the branches. We have a strong cohort of military spouses that are some of our superstars in the organization. Yeah. We're really fortunate.
Yeah. You guys are safe in every neighborhood. In other words,
I think so. Right. Yes.
Well, let's just talk about some of the impact that you guys have demonstrated through the years here. 2 million veterans plus transitioning military spouses. And you talked about military spouses, Tim, and that's such an important ingredient right now in hiring. And a lot of companies are starting to say, yes, absolutely, we get it. We need to hire some military spouses. And that's really taken off in the last few years, right?
It really has. And Randy, it's so overdue. Whenever I talk about this, right, I always tell people that the military spouse community is for, to my knowledge, the most educated and talented and skilled underemployed workforce that I'm aware of.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, and the fact that, you know, military spouses, they do it all. They have to do it all. You know, they've got to keep the home fires burning. They've got to, if they've got kids, they got to make sure the kids are okay. And they got to keep things together a lot of times while their spouse is deployed. And then they have to go to work.
That's exactly right. And they add so much value. And I'll give you a specific example. Like I said, we have a lot of military spouses in Recruit Military. We have one of our accounting professionals who's a military spouse in South Korea. His spouse is active duty there in South Korea. He couldn't find work there as an accounting professional, a skill that's really in demand because of the time zones and the fear that sure, locally he wouldn't be there for 2 or 3 years. And he's been an incredibly valuable addition to our team. Just another example of when you can tap into that community, the value it can bring.
Yeah. And, you know, I think a lot of these companies too, Tim, are really getting the message. I mean, they've always known, everybody's always known that veterans make great employees, but now I think there are things that are changing, and maybe you can speak to this too, in terms of employers granting leave and if you, you know, in the case of National Guard and that kind of thing, making the time for people to continue to serve and still retain their jobs, right?
They do, Randy. And I'll tell you why. This is something I've seen change in my time in this space, and it's a good thing. It's because companies understand there's a business case for hiring veterans,
right,
people from the military community. You know, they understand that they bring adaptability. You know, there's a study by Sherman USA recently. It was an outstanding study. And it in polling HR professionals say that almost unanimously, it was like 97-98% that veterans are uniquely trained to work through chaotic times, you know, times like what we've been through over the past few years. So it's reasons like that and their reliability, their dependability, the leadership that veterans bring that have helped employers understand creating some flexibility so that they can continue to serve or deal with their kind of post-military experiences is good for the business.
Absolutely. We're talking to Tim Best here on the National Defense, CEO of Recruit Military. You can find them at recruitmilitary.com. And Tim, the other thing that I found, I've been mentoring a 22-year Navy, I think chief petty officer. Yeah, she was a chief petty officer. And so she transitioned out, and I started a mentorship with her. And I, that was the first time that I've really kind of got to go through the process with someone who was transitioning out. And I guess I was a little bit shocked and amazed that people didn't run to her and want to hire her. And as she went through the process, she did, she got a job with a company that, that was not her first choice and started with them, and then eventually got a job at a place that was her first choice. But I just, I was a little bit taken aback by the fact that she's a chief petty officer and she had all of these skills and yet could not find a job.
No, Randy, first, thank you for investing in a transitioning job seeker and mentoring. That's huge. And we see
my honor.
Yeah. We see so many wonderful professionals doing that, but what you're describing is very normal. And it's, you know, some of it is that kind of that military to civilian divide. That's how people don't understand the military skill set as much. And that's why we focus at Recruit Military on one thing, connecting the military community with employers, because we believe when you bring those two audiences together, good outcomes happen.
Yep.
They get a chance to talk, to get to know each other, to understand the soft skills that veterans bring, not just the hard skills. And when those conversations happen and those engagements happen via those connections, we see outcomes happening every day. Mm.
And Recruit Military does that a lot of times with the career fairs, right?
That's right. We run close to 100 career fairs in person and virtually a year, Randy. And, you know, last week, in the past couple of weeks, we were at Minute Maid Park. We were at Fort Campbell, Fort Bliss. We'll be at FedEx Field soon. So they're in big markets. And they're also on big military installations. And we really try to bring, you know, not just veterans, but also currently serving and in soon to transition military service personnel and spouses.
Hey, Tim, talk about that a little bit in terms of when people need to start thinking about getting a job and talking to employers. You said active duty, for sure, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And one thing we're always very clear about at Recruit Military is we never want to be part of someone's decision to separate. But when they've made the decision, we want to be there to help them connect. And so we believe that as far in advance as someone can prepare, they should. You know, and sometimes what that looks like for some people might be 6 months to a year. But if someone knows they're going to be transitioning in a couple of years, it's never too early to start building the plan. And there's, and by the way, there's an abundance of resources out there for transitioning service members to plug into to start thinking about that transition. And you know, mentorship, like you've demonstrated, is one of those.
Well, and, you know, your partnerships with these companies, especially one of our partners here at National Defense is USAA. And I know they do a ton of education in terms of employment and resources available when service members do transition out. And they're, I think they're on every military installation, right?
They are. They're such an incredible organization. You know, and they not only serve the veteran community through the services and products that they offer, but through the way that they help them with their transition. They're big partners of ours. They really believe in engaging. And Randy, oftentimes selflessly, oftentimes their work in this space is, you know, not geared to just their employment needs, but to helping the military community secure employment needs wherever they go.
Yeah, it's such an impressive group. We've actually done this show from their headquarters in San Antonio. And to be able to see what they do and how they do it, I talk about veteran friendly. I mean, I don't know if every USAA employee is a veteran, but it sure seems like that.
It does seem like it. You know, and they're just a great example of an organization that gets, you know, the idea of doing good for an important community. And you see that, we, you know, another big partner of ours that you'll see kind of side by side USA quite often at our events is DAV, Disabled American Veterans.
Of course.
And they do the same thing.
And now, did you guys just partner with the Army? Is that a newer partnership?
Randy, it's 3 years ago, we became a contracted partner for their Tactical Connection program, where Recruit Military is basically the web portal and event organization to help support transitioning service members and spouses. And something we've had a lot of fun doing.
We're talking to Tim Best, Army veteran and CEO of Recruit Military. And you can find them at recruitmilitary.com. Hey, Tim, give me a day in the life of Tim Best. What kind of constitutes a work day for you?
That's a great question. My days always start with a mix of making sure I'm spiritually, mentally, and physically fit. So that kind of gets me, you know, I brought that from the Army, right? I think brought that kind of discipline from the Army. But then my day is primarily focused on dealing with our partners and stakeholders and having conversations that help kind of demonstrate our brand's values and our mission out there. I work with our team, ensuring that our high performance culture is something we're very intentional about. We have an incredible group of leaders and teammates at Recruit Military. Our COO, Larry Slagle, runs the day-to-day of the operation and does a fantastic job of that. And then I am very intentional about developing the leaders within the organization. It's something I really believe, you know, at Recruit Military, we believe a job is an important part of someone's happiness. And at the job, what drives a lot of a person's happiness is their engagement with their teammates and managers. And so we invest a lot of time into that to help our people be happy.
I like that word intentional. That's a word that I try to use a lot, and I try to be intentional in everything that I do. And you know, you kind of touched on this a little bit, Tim, about what a job does for a veteran. And you know, part of that is when a veteran gets a job, that's one piece of the puzzle that's set. And if whatever they're going through, whether it's, you know, depression, PTSD, whatever, man, that's a big part of that that's taken care of.
It is. And, you know, our partners at the DAV, other partners of ours at ETS sponsorship, are experts in this area. And one thing we learned from them is that meaningful employment, and that there's a reason why we use meaningful in our purpose when we say empowering the military community through meaningful opportunities, is because we believe what we've learned from the organizations like them is that if we can help connect them with that part of their life, that is how they make money, how they provide, and it's something that adds value and they feel fulfilled, we can add make a huge impact on that whole veteran journey for those individuals.
Yeah, I was looking on the website. How many jobs are available right now? It's a crazy number of jobs.
Yeah, close to 400,000. And you know, Randy, one thing about our website, our job board.
Great website, man. It's fantastic.
Thank you. And it's different than any job board in the world. One, in that it's purely focused on the military community. Two, the jobs that are there from companies who say, hey, we specifically want to recruit from this talent pool. Oh. It matters to us. And then the third thing is, and this is something new since you and I have spoken before, is we add a human touch to it. Every registrant at recruitmilitary.com will receive contact or phone call from one of our team members to really help make sure that they're not just filling out, you know, their profile at the job board. They're being walked through that profile to optimize it so that they can best match with those jobs that are posted in there. And it's been a game changer for job seekers, and it's been a game changer for the employers to be able to have meaningful data in there to really make those connections.
Right, right. Well, and especially at a time when everybody needs workers. I mean, you know, this is kind of unprecedented, a time that everybody needs, you know, somebody to work. We're talking to Tim Best here on the National Defense Army veteran, CEO of recruitmilitary.com. And something else that I've seen happening in the last few years, Tim, is that not only are companies hiring veterans, but they're also forming these teams of veterans at the workplace so that the veterans feel comfortable and they have that camaraderie that they had when they served, right?
They do. A lot of, I think, enlightened employers have formed these, you know, employee resource groups, or, yeah, you know, yes, various names for them. And you know, they're for other communities too. And what they do is they just help bring people together in a way that can be really powerful, you know, from a mentoring standpoint, from, hey, show me the path, you know, how have you succeeded in this company? And then, you know, honestly, just giving, it also gives the leadership of the company a chance to recognize veterans. I mean, imagine what it feels like to be in a company and you're a Marine, and on the Marine Corps birthday, which we know they, is a big deal to Marines,
right?
The CEO or a leader in the company says, happy birthday, Marine. Thanks for your service. Oh, I mean, that's a big deal. And ERGs help that sort of thing happen.
So one of our sponsors here at National Defense is T-Mobile. And what a great company. I had I talked to a young lady who works there. I think she was Army, and she's a National Guard now. And not only did they give her time off to serve, they sent care packages to her while she was serving. And I mean, well, you know how that feels, Tim. I mean, to be supported by a company like that.
It is. And you know, we always talk about, when we talk about values and culture, that actions speak louder than words. And you just gave a great example of that.
Yeah. Yeah, that is. I mean, and for her to feel like, she's never going to leave T-Mobile. Yeah. I mean, you know, it's that kind of bond. It's that kind of thing when a company recognizes your service that you want to hold on to.
I couldn't agree more. And I've gotten engaged with a number of T-Mobile leaders through our MBA Veterans event, and every single one of them I've met have been phenomenal. So you can tell it's just in their culture there.
Right. Right. Well, Tim, hey, listen, thank you for taking the time today. Thank you for what you guys are doing at Recruit Military. It's just a fantastic organization, and, you know, keep doing what you're doing.
Randy, thank you. And thanks for the work you do to continue to help the veteran cause.
Absolutely. We'll be right back here on the National Defense.